Hurrying on through the strange land of Limbo, Alice searched frantically for her dog, Gogo. But there was no sign of him anywhere. Finally, she came upon a funny-looking little fellow who was so fat, he looked like a big beach ball. He was as wide as he was tall. But that's not all. He wore a loud striped coat, yellow pants, and a beanie cap on top of his head, propeller and all.
"Hello, Alice,"
said the stranger. "But how did you know my name?" exclaimed Alice.
"Easy. I read the book."
"And what's your name?"
"Me? I'm Tweedle."
"Tweedle? That's a most unusual name."
"Not for me."
And at that moment, right in front of Alice's startled eyes, Tweedle turned into a pair of Tweedles, exactly alike. Alice tried not to act too surprised, so she asked calmly, "If you're Tweedle, what's his name?"
"Oh, he's Tweedle too."
"Tweedle too? That is a funny name."
"Not Tweedle too, it's Tweedle also."
"But Tweedle also is funnier than Tweedle too."
"You don't understand. My name is Tweedle, and his name is Tweedle. But we both have different names."
"Different? Tweedle and Tweedle both sound like Tweedle to me."
"But I am Tweedledee, and he is Tweedledum."
"That's very confusing. Mind if I just call you D and Dum?"
"Well, I don't mind if you call me D, but he wouldn't like it at all to be called Dum."
"I'm sorry, I didn't mean Dum. I just meant D-U-M, Dum."
"Perhaps you'd better call me by my full name, Tweedledee, and him by his full name, Tweedledum."
"I don't want to get nosy, but are you really one person or two?"
"Frankly,"
said Tweedledee,
"I'm confused. I'm a split personality. Sometimes I'm just one person. Sometimes I'm two. I guess I'm what you call a schizophrenic. My real ambition is to someday be a crowd."
"Well, I'm very glad to have met you, Tweedledee, and you too, Tweedledum. But I really must be on my way. I must keep looking for my little dog."
"Dog!"
screamed the two Tweedles.
"Don't you know they don't allow dogs in the land of Limbo?"
"I know, but my dog Gogo doesn't know. So I've got to find him. Which way is the royal palace?" But before Alice could get an answer, both Tweedledee and Tweedledum disappeared right in front of her. "The land of Limbo is indeed a most unusual place," thought Alice, as she walked on in search of Gogo. After hours and hours of wandering aimlessly in the mysterious land of Limbo, Alice was about ready to give up. She was beginning to doubt that she would ever see her little puppy again when she heard the funny little bark of Gogo. Alice climbed to the top of a hill, and in the distance, she could see the white rabbit heading for the queen's castle, with Gogo still following him and yapping playfully at his heels.
"Gogo!" yelled Alice. "It's me, Alice! Come back, Gogo!"
But again, Gogo was making so much noise barking that he didn't hear Alice. Alice couldn't do a thing but watch helplessly as the white rabbit went hippity-hopping right into the castle courtyard and on into the queen's castle with Gogo right behind him. Inside the castle, all was quiet until suddenly...
Choo! "Call out the royal dog catcher!" bellowed the big angry queen. "There's a dog somewhere in the castle! Call out the royal dog catcher!"
"You called, my queen?"
asked the royal dog catcher.
"I'll say I called. There's a dog somewhere in this castle."
"But, your highness, there couldn't be a dog in the land of Limbo since you passed that law forbidding dogs."
"I don't care what you say. There is a dog somewhere around here. I'm allergic to dogs, and my sinuses are never wrong." "I'll give you just 1 hour to find that dog and get rid of it, or it'll be off with your head. Do I make myself clear?" "I get the picture,"
stuttered the frightened dog catcher.
"And I'll get that dog, too.
Outside the castle, Alice tried desperately to get in to look for Gogo, but there were guards posted at the main gate. Back inside the castle, the royal dog catcher looked high and low for the trespassing pup, but without much luck, until the dog catcher heard a loud,
"Stop that dog!"
yelled the dog catcher, and the chase was on. After a long and exciting chase through the castle, poor Gogo was getting tired. His short little legs were no match for the long-legged dog catcher, and he was just about to be grabbed when Gogo made a bold dash for freedom and ran out into the castle yard, past the guards and into the nearby woods, with the dog catcher still right behind him. When Alice saw that Gogo had made it into the woods, she followed. After running up one hill and down the other for an hour or so, poor Gogo was exhausted and was caught by the determined dog catcher. When Alice saw that Gogo was captured, she ran to him to try to save him from the dog catcher. "You leave Gogo alone!
Who are you?"
asked the dog catcher. "My name is Alice, and this is my dog Gogo."
"So, it was you who brought a dog into the land of Limbo. I'll have to arrest both of you."
Poor little Alice. Now she couldn't help Gogo at all.
"I'll just tie this mutt to the end of this rope," said the dog catcher. "He won't get away from me again, because I'm going to tie the other end of the rope to my arm."
There must be something I could do, thought Alice, as she watched the dog catcher tie the rope around Gogo. Then Alice heard a strange voice.
"Open your ears and close your eyes, and you will have a big surprise."
So Alice closed her eyes, and when she opened them, there stood the same good fairy.
"What's your problem this time, Alice?"
asked the fairy. "Well," Alice answered, "I'm in worse trouble this time. The royal dog catcher has caught Gogo, and we're both going to be put in the dungeon."
"Not if I can help it. Do you still have the reducing pills I gave you?"
"Yes," said Alice, "but I don't want to get smaller. I'm in enough trouble already."
"You don't seem to understand. I didn't mean for you to take one of the reducing pills. I meant for you to give one to the dog catcher."
"What good will that do?" asked Alice.
"Try it, and you'll find out. Well, toodle-oo. I really must be running along. I have so many good deeds to do today."
And with that, the fairy disappeared. Soon, Alice hit upon an idea. She asked the dog catcher if she could go down to the little brook nearby and get a drink of water. The dog catcher didn't like the idea, but when Alice promised to bring him back a drink of water, he agreed. So Alice ran down to the brook, where she made a cup out of a big leaf and filled it with water. But she also dropped one of the reducing pills into the water before she gave it to the dog catcher. The dog catcher, thirsty from his long chase after Gogo, gulped the water down. And quickly the reducing pill began to take effect. The dog catcher started to shrink down, 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 until he was smaller than little Gogo.
"What's going on around here?"
yelled the now tiny dog catcher. Seeing that the dog catcher was now only about 6 inches tall, Alice yelled to Gogo to run for it. And not realizing that the rope was also tied to the dog catcher, Gogo bounded off into the woods, dragging the tiny dog catcher after him. Gogo tried to shake loose from the dog catcher, but they were tied tightly together, and all Gogo knew to do was to keep running. But soon the effects of the reducing pill began to wear off, and the dog catcher, still tied to Gogo, grew back to his enormous size. This time, the dog catcher was taking no chances on Gogo getting away, so he locked the poor pup up in the royal dungeon. With Gogo locked in the dungeon, Alice was desperate. She tried every way to get past the castle guards to try and get Gogo out of the dungeon, but guards were posted at every gate. But suddenly she remembered that she had one last reducing pill that the good fairy had given her. So quickly she swallowed the magic pill and began to get smaller and smaller. soon, Alice was only 6 inches tall, and being so tiny, it was fairly easy to slip past the castle guard without being seen. The tiny Alice slowly made her way through the royal castle, past several guards, and finally, she found the dungeon where poor Gogo was imprisoned. The dungeon was locked securely, but Alice was now so tiny that she could slip past the guard and into the dungeon with Gogo. Of course, Gogo was happy to see Alice and playfully tried to leap into her lap. But he almost smashed Alice, who was now much smaller than Gogo. Hearing the happy dog barking so noisily, the dungeon guard opened the door to see what was causing all the disturbance. Well, you can imagine the guard's surprise when he looked down and saw a tiny little girl smaller than a puppy. The startled guard just stood there in a daze with his mouth wide open and stared. Seeing that the guard was in a temporary state of shock, Alice whispered to Gogo, "Quick, let's get out of here." And they dashed right past the dungeon guard and out into the castle halls. Again, every guard in the castle was looking for Gogo and Alice. With guards running in all directions, Alice decided the best thing to do would be to hide. So she jumped inside a big flower pot. They were safe inside the flower pot for a while. But soon the effects of the reducing pill began to wear off, and Alice began to grow bigger and bigger and bigger. Soon Alice grew so large that her head was sticking up out of the flower pot, and she was spotted by the guards and taken before the queen for a trial. The royal trumpeter announced that the court was now in session. The castle guards brought Alice and her dog before the queen to be tried for conspiracy and violating the queen's law. Alice pleaded with the queen and explained that they didn't realize they were breaking a law. The queen listened and finally agreed to let Alice go, but the dog was ordered back to the dungeon. Alice was free, but when she saw that Gogo was to be locked up, she refused to leave, and the queen ordered the guards to lock them both up in the dungeon miles away from the castle. As Alice and Gogo were being led away by the castle guards, a tiny mouse came out of a hole beneath the queen's throne and ran right past the queen's feet. "Eek!" screeched the frightened queen hysterically as she climbed to the top of her throne. "Get that monster out of here! Help! Call out the guards, the army! It's a mouse!" In all the excitement, the playful Gogo leaped out of the guard's arms and dashed off after the mouse. While the panicky queen watched from the top of her throne, Gogo chased the elusive mouse all over the royal courtroom. Finally, Gogo chased the mouse out into the courtyard, then out into the woods. "I don't know how to thank you, Alice. Nothing frightens me like a mouse. I am so grateful to your dog for getting rid of that horrible mouse that I'm going to give a royal party tonight in your honor. There'll be the finest food in the land and music, all for you." "But what about my dog? Can Gogo come to the party?" asked Alice.
"I'm sorry. I do appreciate Gogo saving me from that terrible mouse. But don't forget, I'm still allergic to all dogs. Dogs still make me sneeze. Summon the royal dog catcher."
"But your highness," pleaded Alice, "you've been in this courtroom for hours and quite near Gogo, and you haven't sneezed once."
"Good heavens! You're absolutely right. I wonder why I never sneeze."
But when the royal dog catcher walked into the room, the queen broke into a fit of sneezing. "Well," said Alice, "there's the answer to your allergy. You're not allergic to dogs. You seem to be allergic to the royal dog catcher."
"To the dungeon with the royal dog catcher!" screamed the queen.
Well, with the dog catcher out of the castle, both the queen and Gogo were much happier. In fact, Gogo was made royal mouser to the queen herself, and a royal ball was given, with Alice the guest of honor. It was the gayest ball ever held in the land of Limbo, and Alice invited all her friends, the Polka Dot Caterpillar, the Mad Hatter, the March Hare, even Tweedledee and Tweedledum attended. Alice had a marvelous time at the ball, but just as she started to say goodnight to the Queen and all her guests, she heard a loud yap, 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 and she woke up. She was back home, and Go-Go was barking at a passing cat. Go-Go, said Alice, wasn't that a strange dream? I was only 6 inches tall, and we met those sillies Tweedledum and Tweedledee, and that Mad Hatter, and that wacky March Hare. Wasn't that a fantastic dream? Arf, 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 answered Go-Go, which is about the only answer Alice ever got out of him. How about that, OG? How'd you like the story of Alice in Wonderland? Huh, OG? OG? OG, she's asleep. She didn't hear a word I said. It's OG's folks. Lucky I got her to sleep before they got home, or I'd be sacked.
Well, McGilla, I see.
Shh! OG's asleep.
Yeah, you did a great job of babysitting McGilla.
You mean I can stay here and won't have to go back to the pet shop?
I guess we can keep you, McGilla.
Hop, diggity dog! I got a home at last! Wally!
Hi, McGilla.
McGilla Gorilla, look what you've done. You woke OG up.
I'm sorry, sir. I knew someday I'd make a mistake. After all, I'm only human.